To Mrs. A. Severani from Fonzie, in Voluntary Day. Blessed daughter in the divine volition, courage, trust, and abandonment in the arms of our lovable Jesus in your pains. I believe that they are nothing but raw material in his hands, in order to repeat his life in you. And if you knew with how much love he is inside and outside of you in order to shape you to himself. Jesus feels the need to make use of creatures, the repeaters of his life, and he does so on the stake of suffering and love. Sufferings are firewood, and love ignites it, while Jesus gives us the shape he wants, fully similar to himself. And woe to the world if these stakes were not there. Therefore, my daughter, let Jesus do, let him, the celestial doctor, do. And as he operates, your life will alternate now with suffering and now with sweet rest, which Jesus himself will give to you. Do not listen to so many stories of doctors with many opinions, each one contrary to the other. It is fair not to believe in any of them. Stay with your peace, and until you find doctors who are in agreement with their opinions, don't do anything. Jesus, who has helped you until now, will continue to help you. Besides, he holds suffering in his hands whenever he wants. He makes us feel it, and when he does not want, he gives the opium of his will and puts it to sleep. Therefore, think about making yourself a saint. In every pain, give Jesus a kiss, hug him very tightly, and force him to let the kingdom of the fiat come upon earth. Amen, fiat.
Thank you. I don't know if you have some doctors in the group, but our Lord Jesus mentions doctors here, right? Well, in Maria Valtorta, is it Maria Val? No, it's in Maria Sima. She mentions that doctors, they have two angels. They are assigned one more angel. So for those who are doctors, you have two angels, so our Lord also gives. So in these letters, Luisa Picarreta, she continues to teach this divine science in a very simple way, but I think it's very theological. I don't know, and most probably not because she didn't have, and for sure not because she didn't have this catechism that we have, but I don't think she read numeral 521 when she was writing this letter, or she didn't go into the catechism and then write this letter. But in the catechism, in 521, the church says that Christ enables us to live in him all that he himself lived already. And also in 2816, about the third petition of the Our Fathers. Why? Because basically, what Luisa Picarreta is saying is basically saying the same thing that we find in this passage. Luisa Picarreta says that Jesus feels the need to make of creatures the repairs of his life. And the church says, yes, that everything that he lived, he also enables us to live in him and we in he in us and us in him. Because our Lord Jesus does not possess the humanity anymore that he possessed when he was walking in Jerusalem. Now he has a glorified body, but he needs another humanity to operate. And that's why he's asking us to donate our will, to give our will to him. But you see, Luisa Picaretta, in a very simple way, she says, Jesus feels the need to make of creatures the repeater of his life. That means that we have to operate with this gift in us in order for him to repeat his life in us. There is a wonderful book, The Imitation of Christ, who gives us a lot of knowledge and leads us how to be that, the imitators of Christ. This is what our Lord Jesus wants for all of us. Not only to be the imitators, but to be similar. As the Catechism in 381 says that we have to become like he is. He's talking about, the Catechism is talking about in the way we operate. And just as our Lord Jesus possessed two wills, we have to be able to, in him by nature, we have to be able to operate in that way by virtue of united, by virtue of wanting to operate in this way. That we have the way the church puts it, it says that we are predestined, or basically we are designed to reproduce the image of God's Son, which is Christ. So we are predestined to reproduce or to be the image of Christ in us. Basically, we are destined to become another Christ, similar to Christ. And this happens by virtue of this union. And then how is he able to live his life in us if he already possesses a glorified body? It's by virtue of his will operating in us. And because he's able to bilocate everywhere, he's able to bilocate in every single creature that says, I give you my will. Because he's not restricted. Just as he's able to bilocate in every single host that is consecrated around the world and in every single particle. He is not restricted. The divine will is not restricted to anything. It becomes restricted in the creature. The divine will was restricted in the humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ. His divinity was restricted in his humanity. But the divine will is not restricted to bilocate everywhere in every single act. So until we become another Christ, similar to Christ, what the church tells us that we are called, or that we are predestined to become another Christ, to reproduce that image in us. So now we understand that happens when we unite ourselves to the will of God. And of course, for all of this, in this, we need to prepare ourselves to dispose ourselves, and he will do the rest. I don't think Luisa Picaretta envisioned or thought that she will be able to teach the divine will to so many people through her letters. But this is the same message. The same message that she's given to this person, she's given it to each one of us, and the same admonition. In everything you do, think about making yourself a saint. To be able to understand the gift of the divine will and to receive it, our Lord Jesus, by giving us this gift, this is the greatest act of mercy and charity that he can give to the creature. Because this makes the creature complete. It restores the creature. This is the greatest gift, the greatest work of charity and love that we can do for others. I came to know the gift of divine will through a friend, and I regard him as my greatest benefactor. This is an act of charity to make it known to others, because this surpasses everything else. And I'm not saying neglect the work of charity or the works of mercy that the church is teaching us. No. I'm just saying that this is the greatest. Because we give food to the hungry, but then we become hungry again. Even in the gospel, we see that our Lord Jesus fed 5,000. They were satisfied, but the next day they were hungry again. We see our Lord Jesus resurrected Lazarus, but he experienced death again. But this gift will enable us to be able to receive from God for all eternity that love forever. That in a way we will never be hungry. We will never experience that thirst for God, because we will be satisfied forever in a different way, according to our capacity. So when we encounter difficulties, when we encounter suffering, as Luisa Picaretta mentions here, we have to remember that instead of complaining, or because that's a tendency, is part of the concupiscence that remains in us, we have to remember that our Lord Jesus is able to use this suffering, as Luisa Picaretta mentions here, as something that ignites that love. Suffering and love. Suffering are firewood, and love ignites it. So I think we need a lot of firewood, so that one day we may be able to burn with so much light. So I hope that that encourages you, because it does for me, to Not to ask the Lord for more suffering, no, but to embrace the suffering that he gives to us, knowing that is the wood that one day will make us burned with that love, will make us feel that fire that those who were walking with that person that they didn't recognize until the breaking of the bread, which was Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, and they say, didn't our hearts were burning with love when he talked to us? So collect your firewood. Let us ask our Lord Jesus through the intercession of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that through the maternal hands of Mary, our mother, we may be restored to the gift of possessing the divine will operating in us. That through the maternal hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary, she may help us to be fully similar to her divine son, that we may become saints. Mary, see the wisdom, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.